Jason has a problem. He doesn't remember anything before waking up on a school bus for troubled kids. He wakes up next to a girl. That's his girlfriend? And another kid. That's his best friend? Why can't he remember? It turns out that their names are Piper and Liam. They get attacked by Vanti, and the teacher, which is a satyr, is taken captive. They get taken to Camp Half-Blood, a safe place for kids like them. Camp Half-Blood is a place where campers learn to fight and defend themselves against monsters that terrorize kids like them. They find out one of their parents is a great god of Olympus. Leo gets claimed as soon as they get to Camp Half-Blood. He gets claimed by Hephaestus, god of fire and the forge. And Piper gets claimed by Aphrodite, goddess of beauty, love, and pleasure. And then Chiron keeps saying something to Jason, like, you're supposed to be dead? And then Jason gets claimed by Zeus. They get sent on a quest that seems to be impossible. Leo's life has been a disaster, but he covers it up with a smile. He's a hilarious character that finds the positive side to disasters. And Jason is a born leader. As they flew over New England, Jason laid out the game plan. First, find some guy named Boreas and grill him for information. His name is Boreas? Leo had to ask. What is he, the god of boring? Second, Jason continued. They had to find those Vanti that had attacked them at the Grand Canyon. Can we just call them storm spirits? Leo asked. Vanti makes them sound like evil espresso drinks. Piper is a strong female character that will have to make some very important decisions in the future. Piper, remember Enceladus' warning. I'll show you how easily your rebellious spirit can be brought to Earth. Had he managed to strike them down from so far away? It seemed impossible. If he were that powerful, why would he need her to betray her friends when he could just kill them himself? Child of lightning, beware the earth. The giant's revenge, the seven shall birth. The forge and dove shall break the cage, and death unleash through Hera's rage. The great prophecy, the lost trio. Everything goes wrong after the famous Percy Jackson goes missing. Then around the same time, Jason wakes up on the bus. Is it all tied together? Will the dangerous monsters rising be the only thing rising, or will it all be a part of one bigger puzzle? Question after question. Maybe the simple fairy tale ending will happen, or will Zeus's arrogance and the gods' absence lead to destruction of all life? Piper, Leo, and Jason fly on Festus, the bronze dragon, to get to the wolf house to stop evil from awaking. They stop at some places along the way to find gods split between the Greek and Roman personalities. The gods seem to be absent, but if they're not on the absent side, they're on the bad side. They fight monster after monster, but will the toughness of their mission destroy their friendship? The Lost Hero by Rick Riordan is a fantasy action-packed book of three demigods that go on a quest to stop a great evil from rising. The Lost Hero is a great book for readers that have loved and read the first Percy Jackson series. The Lost Hero is a great story of teamwork, but in the end, will that be enough to defeat the evil and accomplish the mission? Read The Lost Hero to find out.